From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices are higher on foreign exchanges today, in part, analysts say, in reaction to word of progress in debt crisis talks in Europe. European leaders have agreed to ask Greek bondholders to accept losses ranging up to 60% and to require European banks to raise about $140 billion in new capital. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the leaders will meet again Wednesday to try to resolve some contentious issues that remain.
The effort to resolve the most serious crisis in EU history made some progress over the weekend, but much remains to be done. Officials are working on a plan to contain a crisis that's causing havoc in Greece and threatens to spread. That means figuring out how to reduce Greece's massive debts, how to protect the banks, and how to use the zone's bailout fund to protect others in the zone now at risk, like Italy. France and Germany are pressing Italy to take measures to restore market confidence in its economy. And if you believe the British media, there's also been a big spat between France and Britain, which is not in the euro, with President Sarkozy telling David Cameron to stop interfering. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Paris.
The State Department has withdrawn U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford from Syria, the department citing credible threats against the diplomat's personal safety as the reason. The security situation in Syria has deteriorated during the seven-month uprising against that country's president. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is warning Iran not to try to stir up trouble in Iraq after U.S. troops are withdrawn by the end of the year. Panetta says Iraq's defense forces are capable of fending off any such interference, and he notes that the U.S. will be keeping a significant force in the region.
For Iran and anybody else who has any other ideas, let me make clear that the United States maintains 40,000 troops in that region. Let me make clear to them and to anybody else that America will maintain a presence in that part of the world.
Panetta speaking in Indonesia before traveling to Japan. A report released this morning by a government watchdog is sharply critical of a State Department program to train police in Iraq. NPR's Sean Carberry says the report finds the program is beset by problems.
The Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction says a proposed State Department program to train police is unfocused and could become a bottomless pit of taxpayer dollars. The watchdog agency says that only 12% of the hundreds of millions of dollars will be spent on actual training of Iraqi police, and the rest will cover the expenses of the trainers. Iraq's Ministry of Interior is questioning whether it will benefit from the program and if it should go forward. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Baghdad.
Rescue crews in Turkey are looking for more people who may be alive under the rubble of mud brick buildings that were leveled by a powerful earthquake over the weekend. The death toll in Turkey has risen to at least 239. This is NPR News from Washington. The vast majority of business economists responding to a new survey are now predicting the U.S. economy will grow only slightly this year. Chandra Bravik of the National Association of Business Economists says that's a more negative outlook than was found in the group's previous survey in July.
The bulk of responding economists still believe that we'll have positive growth this year, but the number expecting growth to be in excess of 2% has declined quite significantly.
The survey found fewer companies are expecting their payrolls to rise over the next 6 months compared to the July survey. The world's largest oil companies announced their third-quarter profits this week. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that with oil still above $110 a barrel, it's likely those profits will be sizable.
While most economic news these days is negative, oil companies have seen rising profits for nearly 2 years now. Analyst forecasts compiled by Reuters show companies overall will see a 30% jump in earnings over last year. That means large companies like ExxonMobil, Shell, and Chevron likely will report multi-billion dollar profits for the third quarter. This comes as demand for gasoline in the U.S. continues to decline thanks to a poor economy, more efficient cars, and increasing ethanol use. World demand remains healthy, though, because of fast-growing countries like China. But with uncertainty about the world's economic future, some question how long the oil industry's big profits will continue. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The World Series is now tied at 2 games apiece. The Texas Rangers rebounded from their drubbing at the hands of the St. Louis Cardinals on Saturday to shut out the Cards 4-0 last night. Rangers starter Derek Holland allowed just 2 hits in 8 innings. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.